Tonight's story is somewhat unique and calls for a different kind of introduction. The monster alive is a village. The major ingredient for any recipe for fear is the unknown. And this person will be assumed to be mad. He knows every thought, he can feel every emotion. Oh yes, I did forget something, didn't I? I forgot to introduce you to the monster.
You're fearing me, cause you know I'm a beast. Watching you when you sleep, when you're in bed, I'm underneath. You're trapped in halls, and my face is the walls. I'm the floor when you fall, and when you scream, it's cause of me. I'm the living dead, the dark ghost in your head. I heard just what you said. That's why you got to be threatened by me.
You should be watching me. You should feel fed in. Why you sleep? Why you breathe? You should be.
You're by yourself, but it's my touch you felt. I'm not a ghost from hell, but I've got a spell on you. Your worst nightmare, it's me, I'm everywhere. In one blink, I'll disappear, and then I'll come back to haunt you. I'm telling you, when you fly under two, I'm the one watching you.
You should be watching me. You should feel fed in. Why you sleep? Why you breathe? You should be fed in. Every time the lady speaks, just piece of me fed in. Half of me can never be. So you should be threatened by me.
The unknown monster is about to embark from a far corner out of the dark. A nightmare. That's the case. That's the place. This particular monster can read minds, be in two places at the same time. This is judgment night. Execution, slaughter, the devil, ghost. This monster is torture. You can be sure of one thing. That's fate. A human presence that you feel is strange. A monster you can see disappear. A monster, the worst thing to fear.
You should be watching me. You should feel fed up. Why you sleep? Why you breathe? You should be.
It isn't. It's the beginning.